Yeah, well, I've been kept updated throughout the weekend on the situation that's going on, and I've just come out of an emergency meeting with the Environment Agency. First thing to say is I want to offer my sympathies to everybody who's been affected by these floods. I know how devastating it is if your home or your business in particular get affected in this way, but I'd also like to offer my thanks to the emergency services on the ground who have been out there straight away this weekend making sure people are kept safe.
What extra help will those affected get in the worst hit areas like South Wales and Northamptonshire? Will there be any emergency funds?
Well, the government has set up a floods resilience task force, and that is to make sure that the agencies on the ground in areas that are affected by flooding, as we've seen this weekend, are able to offer whatever support they can to those people. It's important that that is done. The Prime Minister has spoken to the First Minister of Wales and has offered additional support if they need it in Wales. So far, they haven't said that they need that, but we stand ready to offer whatever further support we can to those parts of Wales that have been the very hardest hit by the floods.
This happens year after year with increasing severity, and there'll almost be certainly more to come. What prevention measures is the government planning? Will there be more money for flood defences?
Well, you are right. We're getting severe weather much more frequently, and in the winter that means more flooding than in previous years. This government inherited from the previous government flood defences that are in the worst condition on record. Now, we've allocated in the budget £2.4 billion to upgrade our flood defences, better maintain those we already have, build new flood defences to keep people safe. That will make a difference, and that's what we need to do to cope much better with the impact of climate change that we're seeing with these floods.
How quickly can that happen?
Well, there's already work underway today. We're allocating more money this winter and next year to upgrade those flood defences faster. But as I say, £2.4 billion over the next 2 years, that is a lot of upgrade work, and it will help to keep more people safe from floods as we keep getting this kind of weather.
I mean, right now, are we truly prepared? I mean, Abercynon Footbridge, talking about Wells there, which is not your remit, but it was swept away after being rebuilt after Storm Dennis. So, you know, we're never really ahead of the storm here, are we?
Well, this government inherited flood defences that are in the worst condition on record. We can't go on with that situation. That's why this government has allocated £2.4 billion over the next 2 years to upgrade our flood defences, strengthen those that we already have, and build new ones where they are needed. We've got additional money coming through this winter and next year as well to better maintain those flood defences that we already have. But more severe weather is a fact of life. This government is stepping up to the plate and making sure that we're investing to keep our communities safe.
Tenbury Wells has been devastated by flooding yet again. Permanent flood defences were first proposed 4 years ago, but they still don't have the funding. Will you commit to the £30 million of funding needed to protect this town's homes and businesses?
Well, what the government's done is we've allocated an extra £2.4 billion over the next 2 years. That's an awful lot of money to upgrade our flood defences, including building new flood defences. That money will be allocated in the normal way by the Environment Agency, sitting down and looking at where the priority is the greatest, so we get the work done there first.
And what about the redress for businesses and homeowners? Will the government make sure they get the redress they need?
Well, what we've done is we've already set up a floods resilience task force. That's a new operation that tries to make sure that there's better coordination between the centre of government and local government and the agencies on the front line that need to be providing additional support to homes and businesses. As part of that, we've included insurers, so we're talking to them as well, because we know that both home owners and business owners need appropriate support when floods like this hit, and they do seem to come much more frequently now as one of the consequences of climate change.
And my final question is about climate change. It appears so-called 1 in 100 year floods are happening far more regularly, as you've just said. In your view, does climate change mean our defences are no longer fit for purpose?
Well, because of climate change, we're getting severe weather events much more frequently. That can mean droughts in the summer, but it means floods and storms in the winter. That's why it's not acceptable that currently, as a result of the previous government, we had flood defences that are in their worst condition on record. This government is investing £2.4 billion over the next 2 years to upgrade those flood defences and make sure we keep people safe from the impact of this heavy rainfall.